Good evening, everybody.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, Scott. I'd like to thank Scott, certainly, for having me here with this wonderful group of readers. It's a little bit like having the appetizers come on after the main course. These poems are very, very brief, so as we were talking about brief poems that sometimes can be painful, it will pass quickly. So, thanks to Jimmy, thanks to Joan for running the longest running and one of the best series in Pittsburgh. I'm going to be doing those brief haiku-like poems. They're poems that try to capture a moment, revelation. I'm also going to be doing a new form tonight, two poems of the Middle Eastern form called the Ghazal, and I'll get to that when I get to it. But first, I'd like to open up with a poem I've been opening my readings with lately. Holding up the mirror for you, I see myself. We're at the height of summer, so there's going to be some summer poems, typically with haiku, nature, but they're also about something else. We're at the height of morning glory season, so here you go. Morning glory opens to anything, even you. And this is brand new. Wrapped around the bowing daffodil, caution tape. Two poems about meadows, Anna, for you. Brisk west wind, yet the meadow grass sways both ways. And this one, the secret of life is in this one somewhere. In the meadow, everything eventually comes to you. Two poems about the shore, since it's summer. This is two lines. The sound of one gull overwhelms the sea. And this one, this is a monostitch, it's a one-line poem. Even in stillness, the buoy bell. And my favorite bird is the sparrow, so. All day long, the sparrow, the sparrow, the cell phone, the cell phone. This is the first Ghazal. Ghazal is a Middle Eastern Persian form, usually five or six couplets or stanzas. In my case, they're tercets. Usually nature oriented, often have allusions to sacred books, Eastern and Western, other poets, frequently speak directly to the audience, and sometimes even speak directly to the poet herself or himself. So, first Ghazal. This is called Another Old Saw, an old saw being an aphorism or wise saying. Another Old Saw. Whether intentional or no, I repeat the mistakes of others, just as I find myself repeating my own. There's nothing for it but to shut the book and laugh. Resisting all impulse to jack into the net and ride, I'm trying very hard to remember the story of Ruth. That web glimmers with dew and one frayed wing. The tired old saw is true. All this resistance is futile. Think of the wind's tiny hands sifting through wheat. Think of how pure the well water where we first met. Haven't you had enough of being told what you want? Friends, who said willows whisper and stars twinkle? Don't you simply wish to sleep at your beloved's feet? Sparrow told me we must stop being students of light. It's time to teach. Take up the ashen stick. Head to the woods. Listen to the stars. See the shimmering willow. Donald, remember when it was said, let this cup pass? Who was lying to whom? Why must we battle cancer? This is life, isn't it? Friend, why must we battle at all? Thanks. This next poem is a Japanese tanka, five-line poem. I had something of a medical crisis last year, and this addresses that. Leaning over, whispering in my ear, cancer says, here, take my hand. Let's walk. Two insect poems to sort of lighten the mood. This is an old favorite. You say you're lost, but look, see? Mr. Ant knows the way. And this is a new last fall. Freeing centipede trapped inside the tub, I step inside myself. This is another monostitch, a one-line poem. Five words. This poem was selected as one of the 100 notable haiku of 2013 by Modern Haiku magazine. Hiding in everything, plain sight. This next one's self-explanatory. First world problem. Learning to shut your fucking mouth. This next one is another monostitch. It's four words, three of which I saw while I was walking down the street. So I just added a word. It's a great job if you can get it, poet. Four words. Guardian self-storage. Indeed. This is the second Ghazal, the last one of the evening. This is called Sharing a Rug, and I'd like to dedicate it to Joy McCall in Norwich, England. Sharing a Rug. There will come a day when we are heading out to the woods one last time. It may seem a little brighter, a tad sharper, a little more joyful, but it'll come anyway. Before he saw the bush burn without being consumed, Moses killed a man, an evil man. Still, it was murder. Back in the day, there was no debating capital punishment. Somewhere near the verge at twilight, the sun and moon poised just so, we'll realize our mistake. We won't head back. We need to get this right. Turning staff into serpent, the river into blood, causing a rain of frogs, all of this Pharaoh's magicians did also. Was this a deep truth for Moses, or only for us, friends? Every day for a month, a huge crow sits in the sycamore across the way. At first light, the din is monstrous, a call for death, murder, revenge. Of course, crow also speaks. Donald, in our lives, we must stitch together these stanzas, seemingly unrelated, yet vibrant in color, lyrical in tone. Come, share my rug, drink. Let's sing each other's songs. Thank you. Two brief poems to finish up. This is this poem is really for me, but I think also for Mark and everybody here. This is an old favorite. Mistake after mistake after mistake, adding up to just the right thing. And and this is a two-line poem that opens up my new book, Yield to the Willow. This too shall pass, living day to day. Thank you very much.